This is an excerpt from the book American Midnight, The Great War, A Violent Peace, and Democracy's Forgotten Crisis by Adam Hochschild. You might remember that name. It's the same sort of historian and author that wrote the book that I must have read on here or mentioned on here, again, King Leopold's Ghost, about the Belgian slave plantations in the Congo. Anyway, this is from his book. I think this came out 3 years ago, maybe. Anyway. Never was this raw underside of our nation's life more revealingly on display than from 1917 to 1921. Major candidates for both the Republican and Democratic Party presidential nominations in 1920 campaigned on promises of mass deportations. Both parties. And some people, including the Vice President of the United States, suggested going further. Why limit deportations merely to immigrants? Why not permanently expel troublemakers of every sort? Also during this period, army machine gun nests appeared in downtown Omaha, and tanks on the streets of Cleveland, and armed troops patrolled many other American cities from Butte, Montana, to Gary, Indiana. The military crafted a secret 57-page contingency plan to put the entire country under martial law. During those 4 years, more than 450 people were imprisoned for a year or more by the federal government and an estimated greater number by state governments merely for what they wrote or said. Presumably excluding slavery, the historian Alan Brinkley calls the Palmer Raids, quote, arguably the greatest single violation of civil liberties in American history. Comrades and friends, hello. We are from the shadow of Rockford Tower, behind enemy lines, in the belly of the Delaware Way Beast. And we got a crew episode, because we just want to have a quick sort of local conversation. And then, what we're going to do for patrons is, Bill, people have been like screaming for it. We've gotten emails, we've gotten private messages. You keep saying you're recording patrons-only material, and we're getting no fucking patrons-only material.
I suspected that this was because of a bit of brewing, which I would have been fully, you know, I've sat in on some of these purported bonus episodes, and even if they were to never see the light of day, I think I'd be okay with it in support of the bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm getting at?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, here's the thing. It's cool because we do have several of those that we've just like, we've said it, we've done it, and then we're like, yeah, we're not releasing that for different reasons. And we never say why or that we're not releasing it. These we actually recorded to release because we had done a couple like the month before. But as they didn't go out, I was just like, I'm not going to say anything about it. Let's just not really, and just, yeah. You know, who knows, and it'll go out some other time.
The deleted Steve Wood episode.
I mean, we just can't. The Chris Coons episode just didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go. So that we can't do it. What you've probably noticed is the person who's in charge of doing all of that is also in charge of doing like a whole bunch of other stuff.
A lot of fairly more important stuff.
Yes. So, Carl, do you want to? Is there, because there's a few announcements, like public announcements, I think we can make at this point.
We're talking candidates.
We are talking candidates. Yes.
Well, for aficionados of the campaign finance reporting system site from the state of Delaware.
Hold on, let me go get Nurse Susan in here.
She's literally a fan.
She loves that site.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows that site. I wouldn't say loves it.
Yeah, I'm picturing the that specific shade of blue in the word elections. And yeah. All of you other sickos know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's like designed from like 1982.
Yes.
Yeah, nice font.
It's got that like pebbled background, I think. Anyway, sorry, Carl. Time
yeah, I think
Roman
people
font.
Can just look at the list of newly registered committees over the last month or so and see not everyone. There's a couple notable exceptions. But yeah, a lot of stuff, a lot of maybe very exciting new candidates coming down the low end.
I thought
and more to come.
I looked at it and I recognized a lot of names.
Yeah.
I recognized three names of people who've been in here.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Because we have friends of Shanae Nicole Darby.
I'm a friend of Shanae Nicole Darby.
It's something we haven't done a lot since 2019, but we had two candidates, if you may remember, in 2019 who we interviewed that were both running for office. And in neither case did we talk about at all the fact that they were running for office. Because it was Eric Morrison about like 2 weeks before he announced, and Shanae Darby after she announced, but we just like talked about other stuff.
That's right.
And now I remember we've done having that
Eric.
For...
Eric was on a like a teen, like I think the episode must have been in the teens or 20s.
Yeah.
And after really. And after we turned off the microphones, he was like, "Yeah, I got all my ducks in a row. I talked to my employer, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to run." So I found out that day, but obviously we couldn't publicize it.
Yeah. And now there is a Friends of Rachel Krantz that has been filed.
Look.
Recent guest.
Recent guest.
Very recent.
Podcast.
Yeah, podcast
colleague,
competitor.
Competitor.
Yeah, I don't know. No one's a competitor in this space.
Come on. Blow him out of the... It's like 375 eps. Get out of here. Yeah, I obviously love all of those people. We might as well just say they're endorsed. They're bunker endorsed. They've
not endorsed
by
WFP yet.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Probably will
bunker endorsed.
Bunker endorsed. Separate entities.
Bunker endorsed. We fucking hate
legally
WFP.
Separate entities.
WFP is fucking crazy.
Unless, Carl, you're saying that everything Rob says, you are also saying.
Yeah.
Your silence.
Many have said that,
affirms.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Clarifying.
The WFP shell companies and the Highlands Bunker shell companies are completely two different entities. We have different registered agents. It's
interesting. They both share a P.O. box, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
First of all, if you we're going to do something dumb like name our LLC something you can guess or have Bill as our registered agent, we're not going
to
do that.
It truly wouldn't be like a reference to a running bit in the episode.
Like, what is this? Is the Garibaldi Brigade LLC. That's got to be it.
Unrelated, but I need you guys to sign an amendment after this episode.
Yeah, I'm very excited about... like the new push to really get up these people's asses. You know, they're not, and we talked about this relative to the reassessment stuff, but it's just in general, you know, we're not getting the bang for our buck. You know, our legislature is not dynamic. It's the opposite of that. And so anybody to go in there and shake it up a little bit, I'm down for it. Now, you think some of these people aren't going to get the WFP endorsement?
I don't know.
Is there things we don't know about? Are they
possibly?
Do they have problematic posts?
Maybe. Yeah, we're purging them all.
I've heard. Yeah. Actually, we did a whole episode with Shanae in here about a problematic post.
That's right.
And it never came down.
Heard that she...
go back and listen to it.
Yeah, maybe he said something about the Blue Klux Klan.
That's right.
Yeah, and then when you rappel into a neighborhood from Black Hawk helicopter, look, people are going to call you all kinds of weird shit, and that's just how it's going to be. You fucking sicko freaks. Because when's that coming? We're probably going to get that. We're going to get a little taste of that here at some point. The Blackhawks,
yeah,
the armored personnel carriers. You know,
there's a history.
I saw a guy yesterday. It was either in Portland or Chicago, which are like the real big flashpoints now. Ice guy, you know, masked up, dumb fatigues, dumb vest, and a couple guys in boots. He's in like black Vans, and I'm like, that's the guy you got to target. You got to target that guy for, you know, ridicule. Insults and stuff, not anything else. I would
pretty
never.
Sick.
It's bad. It's bad. But you know, it'll go down as worse than the Palmer raids, probably.
So, Carl, you feel like you're putting on sort of your electoral cap after your journalism fedora.
Yeah.
With the press. Card in it, press. No, oh. Are you sort of, is there a tide shifting right now?
Yeah, I mean.
In terms of activity?
Yeah, I mean, we're recording this on October 7th, which I do denounce.
I don't denounce it. I've never denounced it. I love this date. One of the greatest dates.
I'm still doing my research.
Look, it's very complicated.
Let me know if you have any good sources.
Yeah. And so Adriana Boehm announced yesterday. Ray Krantz and Rob Bonson have not announced yet, but I do think that's probably, I mean, their committees are up. And then there's like other people who are in the process of getting to that point. So yeah, we're in that moment where there's a big jump in activity because everybody's like having to do all this stuff to get officially announced. And then it'll probably, you know, dip down again around the holidays. And then we're on that sort of inevitable path upwards after that.
You put yourself on that path. It's like when I make a good pot, but I got a bad cue ball position, I'm behind it. Kirk always looks at me and he said, you know, you did that. You did it. So you love the path. You want to put yourself on the path.
Keep getting back on every year. So.
Yeah, I look forward to the crying. That's sort of my favorite part. It seems like Dan Cruz is really going to lose it. Like our buddy Ted is going to, I don't know, he has what Siegfried had, real fragile. Like the fragility, it's almost like beyond cringe. It's like meta cringe. Like, why did you do this to me kind of stuff? Where at least some people just sort of, like, lash out.
Yeah, you guys reported here maybe, or just mentioned here. Sorry, I didn't mean that to sound so official. But, like, so he responded to a FOIA requestor directly.
Yes.
I feel like that should be not permitted under the Act.
It was weird. There should be. Here's what happened. Let's just say tangentially involved.
Yeah.
BCC'd maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe CC'd. There could be a CC in there. I don't know. But yeah, there was a FOIA about I was one of the FOIAs about just busting his balls for living at the beach.
Yeah.
And so it gets sent to the Board of Elections because it's like, what is the evidence he gave for living inside the district he's running in or whatever it was? But the guy who runs the Board of Elections, whose name I only remember during the elections, Theodore. I don't know.
Albience.
So when he got the FOIA, he literally like cop started getting responding to the person who submitted it, which wasn't me, but copying Ted Cruz. Like, this person's asking about your address, you know, like that, and then he gets supplied with whatever, you know, the utility bill or whatever it was, and then I don't remember if Albanese was copied on the next reply, but the next reply was from Dan directly to the FOIA guy.
Insane.
Who was like, why are you doing this to
Insane.
Me?
Insane.
Like, can we go out and have a cup of coffee? Like, we can talk?
Because
why are you doing this? And it just shows you that he is a freak, an absolute bizarre person that we cannot have representing us in any fashion. Because who does that stuff? Like, you fucking United Way weirdo.
I'm also picking up that he's not a fan of really having anything written down to come back to later.
Okay.
So,
well, here's what I'll say. Dan, and I'll call you Dan. I know sometimes I joke around. We joke, you know. If you want to have someone timestamp this and complain, and you want us to publish the emails, I'll talk to the person who submitted the FOIA. That person will be very happy for us to publish the whole sordid affair. Verbatim. So cool your jets, brother. Two can play at this game. That's the story.
Thank you.
That's the full story. Because I don't think I went into the full story.
Yeah, yeah.
I just kind of like,
I would be tapping in Kathy at that point. When he reaches out to the requesting party. Give me a break.
Yeah, I don't even know. Well, it was funny. I found it. Number one, I did find it a little bit strange, but I'm not, I'm not a journalist. I'm a fake journalist. So I don't know actually how all this stuff works. Actually, when I get into it, when other people do stuff like for the call, I have to go to you and be like, what the fuck is happening? I don't know.
And then you're lucky if I answer.
You're like, well, I don't know. I don't even know either. It just looked odd to me. And the only other thing I thought, which is something I did say, which is it's another example of people hate getting the piss taken out of them. They hate it. They think they're hot shit. They think everybody's got a fucking genuflect to them. And when somebody really takes it out of them, they freak out. But when we find out what you do, however you do it, whether you're like the Siegfried Cruz, like, why are you doing this to me? Or whether you're somebody who tries to call somebody, you know, at 11 p.m. on a Sunday, or you're like, you know, you try to have stuff done underhandedly for speech, for something somebody's written or said. Didn't we just read that? Yeah. Oh, I forget.
Sounds familiar.
Yes, I don't know. It's just sticking in my head. That actually makes the bit exponentially funnier because we know what you're doing. So that we write the bit, we do the bit, everybody laughs. A couple weeks later, you know, I get a phone call that I'm under investigation. And then we tell everybody who wrote the bit and was involved in it, then I tell them all that stuff. And then nothing happens to me because it was just something I wrote or said. The fact of your engagement with it, it really, it's one of the only things that energizes me and gives me hope, to be honest with you, is that you all are little babies susceptible to the most childish spite. Plus, I think some of them know that I am actually very smart. I mean, I have professors on, for whatever that's worth.
Got some very smart guests on lately.
That's what I try to do. Harvey, I love you. So, back to the beginning. The patrons only stuff. Here's what we're going to do. The crew here, Carl, Bill, and I, are going to have a little jam session. I'm going to have another beer. We're going to do about 15, 20. But we're also going to release as a whole package little snippets from, I think we did one with Andrew and Maria. We did one with Jess, which is actually very, very good. But we can give you a little package of a little compilation of stuff for patrons only within the next, like, week, maybe this weekend or something. Just to thank you guys for supporting the program. And also to shame the people who, again, they're on the free. I get that. I understand you're just, it's weird. Guys, he's ringing a bell. You know, people don't know what the hell's going on. So, as we always say here, you got to give it a year. But once that year is up, we sort of need you to help out, show some solidarity with the fellas. So, this is going to be a great episode for you to do that. You give $5, $10 a month. You're going to have access to this cool compilation episode of all your faves in one place, in one episode, talking shit. And you just have to support the side a little bit. You know, that's all. Left is best.